Oh, hello. Thank you for reading my daily Tao, the Tao Te Ching for everyday reading. Written by Lao Tzu a very long time ago. Narrated by a silly Chinese guy and Mike Antonucci. Oh, so silly. So we will look at what is Taoism? Taoism is a religious and philosophical tradition that originated in China in the 4th century BC, roughly at the same time as Confucianism. Oh. The tradition emphasizes a reverence for the Tao, the fundamental metaphysical reality, as a matter of ultimate human concern. What is the Tao Te Ching? Oh, what is Tao Te Ching? Oh, I like you ask, what is Tao Te Ching? We will look at reading what is a Tao Te Ching. So, the Tao Te Ching is a book of Taoist teaching from 4th century BCE and is widely considered the most important text in Taoism. Now, what do Taoists believe? Oh, good question. I like you listen. Taoists share a broad range of beliefs, but generally speaking, Taoists believe that there is ultimate metaphysical reality, which they call the Tao, which encompasses everything there is. Tao means, in translation, it means the way. A common symbol of Taoist thought is the yin-yang, or called taijitu, but yin-yang we know. It represents the mutual dependence between unity and duality, and can help make this idea more concrete. In taijitu, the yin-yang, we see two opposite polarities, yin, negative, and black, and yang, positive, and white. Each of these flow into each other, and each which contains a small part of the other, kind of like everyday life. This illustrates that one polarity consistently emerges out of its opposite. Opposing polarities must finally be thought as arising together and being mutually codependent. This yin-yang symbol is a good way to communicate the Taoist understanding that the duality and the various separate parts of reality can be thought of as a unified whole. And the nature of this unified whole is described by the term Tao. Oh, Tao. Tao is a very, very good practice. Something you learn every day and you live every day. Sometimes you try not to do the Tao, but you do Tao anyway. So Tao is always there, always present, and it's very good for life. For thinking about the mysterious female, how we look at in the Tao, there is no terms of sexuality, there's no he, there's no she. Everything is interchanged. And when we read this, we say, oh, okay, sometimes the Tao master will be he, sometimes she, sometimes no he or she at all. Oh, the Tao, the only motion is returning, and the only useful quality is a weakness. So every day, you listen to one chapter of the Tao, and you think about Tao, you think about what it says. You listen one time, two time, maybe three time, and you say, oh, maybe I don't understand. Then you go, you sweep, you take a nap, but you think about Tao. And eventually, maybe not, but maybe the Tao will make a sense to you, and you will change your life, be transformed by the Tao.